didn't smell right or taste right anymore, you'd say it had gotten
too strong.
And, well, like thick, sour, lumpy milk that they used to keep on hand all the time. And
cheese?
Yeah, then they'd make cheese with it. And they call that type of milk that was that thick, you know, with the lumps in it, they call that kind of milk.
Wow. Can't think of that either.
Do you ever hear it called clabber? Would that be what that was?
You got the clabber and you can't make cheese.
That's what you have to do to make the cheese. And then they'd make, what kind of cheese would that be?
Well, I've got some in there.
Oh, you do?
My wife hangs it out on the line like a dream. It's good.
Oh.
She makes clabber cheese all the time.
She can. Oh, well, that's, gosh, that's great. Well, you still have a pretty good life then. You still have some of the good things.
We got enough butter already in deep freeze for a year.
You do?
Yeah. When winter time comes, I sell the cow and then I don't have food with
it. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
And then you just freeze it up. Well, isn't that smart?
Well, it'll keep too for years.
It will.
Yeah. Lard, too. I bet we got 25 gallons of hog lard in jars.
And that keeps that long?
Yeah, as long as you want.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know you could freeze butter.
Oh, yeah. Last year, we had enough last till spring. We never bought no butter.
Really?
I sold the cow in the winter and then bought nothing back in the spring.
You did? I think you're pretty smart, Mr.
Milk in the wintertime.
Right.
Pretty cold out there sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is getting on up kind of north. when you would milk before they pasteurize it and all that, before they had that kind of stuff, now to get the impurities out of it, what would they have to do to it?
Moisturize it, I guess. I don't know. Boil it.
Would they boil it? Well, now, did they, did you ever see them pour it through a cloth?
Just drain it?
Yeah, did they do that sometimes, too? And,
I don't like pasteurized milk.
It doesn't taste the same, does it?
No.
No, it doesn't.
I wouldn't give a gallon right from the cow. That's why I like milk, cream and all.
Cream and all. Well, we, have a whole bunch of kinfolk down at Marshall that have dairy farms, you know, and it's a long time before I'd ever tasted any pasteurized milk, because I grew up on the, you know, and then it was in bottles too, and the cream would be at the top that thick, you know, and it'd be, and I never knew. And the other kind, the first time, I'll never forget it, when I tasted the other kind, is when I went to school, and you know, at school they have the other kind in the carton. And I thought, this doesn't even, it's not the same. It's really. And we used to take it and pour the cream off of it and use that sometime, put sugar in it and whip it up, you know, and stuff. But you can't even, you don't see that much anymore.
Not in pasteurized milk. You don't get no cream.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's 2% milk. I assume they have water.
It's about the same thing, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. A type of pie that people make that's baked in a deep dish and it's got like a layer of crust and a layer of fruit and layer of crust. You call that
pie crust?
Yeah, and that type of pie where it's got like, you know, crust and then fruit and then more crust and more fruit. You call that?
I don't know.
Like a apple.
Cobbler?
Now sometimes, like my aunt does this, when she fixes a cobbler, she'll take milk and